Hello and welcome. I am so glad you're here. Before we dive in today, I want to start with something important, something I want you to carry with you long after this episode ends. You are not a passive passenger in your own health journey. You are the driver. And every single day, you have more influence over how you feel, how you age, and how your body functions than you might realize. The choices you make, the small, quiet, consistent ones, they add up to something genuinely powerful. Today's episode is all about working with your body instead of against it. We're going to talk about your internal clock and why it matters more than you think, about the tiny living ecosystem inside your gut that may be one of your greatest long-term health allies, about a nutritional gap that most of us don't even know we have, about how a little bit of the right kind of stress can actually make you stronger, and about why showing up prepared to your doctor's appointment might be one of the most important health moves you make all year. This is your wellness update for March 27th, 2026. Let's get into it. Let's start with something that affects almost everything, your body's internal rhythm. Think of it like a conductor standing in front of an orchestra. When the conductor is leading clearly, every instrument plays in harmony. When the conductor goes missing, things get noisy and out of sync fast. Your body has its own built-in conductor, a 24-hour internal clock, and according to Dr. Cody Strodman, it is set by three daily cycles working together. The first is light versus darkness, the second is movement versus rest, and the third is eating versus fasting. When all three of these are aligned, bright light in the morning, movement during your active hours, meals during the daytime, your body hums along beautifully. But when they fall out of sync, think late-night snacking, skipping morning sunlight, or sitting still for most of the day, Dr. Strodman describes what happens next as a kind of metabolic jet lag. Your body feels like it just landed in a different time zone without ever leaving home. Here's the good news. You don't need a dramatic overhaul to start shifting this. Something as simple as stepping outside within an hour of waking up, even for just 5 or 10 minutes, ideally without sunglasses, helps anchor your internal clock. That morning light is actually setting a timer in your brain for when melatonin releases later that night, which supports deeper, more restorative sleep. Building on that, moving your body after meals and allowing a gentle overnight fasting window, just letting the kitchen close after dinner, can begin to realign these rhythms relatively quickly. Small adjustments, real results. Now let's talk about your gut. Inside your digestive system right now, there is an entire living community of microbes, trillions of them, and one particular family called bifidobacteria may be among the most important tenants in that community. Nutrition researcher Joel Green has spent significant time studying what separates people who age vigorously and healthily from those who struggle, and one finding keeps showing up. People who live long, healthy lives tend to have much more robust bifidobacteria populations in their guts compared to less healthy aging populations. These microbes help regulate key parts of your immune system. They support your gut lining. They contribute to long-term resilience in ways researchers are still uncovering. So what feeds them? Think of your gut microbiome like a garden. Bifidobacteria thrive on 5 main types of food: resistant starch, things like cooled cooked potatoes or slightly underripe bananas; dairy, particularly fermented options like yogurt or kefir; berry phenols, the colorful compounds in blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries; cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cabbage; and inulin-rich foods, which is a fancy way of saying garlic and onions. More importantly, you don't need to eat all of these every single day. Even modest, consistent amounts of dietary fiber begin to shift your gut environment in a meaningful direction. This is not about a dramatic diet overhaul. It is about small, steady additions that accumulate over time. Here's something that might surprise you. Your body is approximately 30% collagen. It is literally the scaffolding that holds you together in your skin, your joints, your gut lining, your connective tissue. And yet the typical modern diet is almost completely missing it. Dr. Eric Berg explains it this way. Our ancestors ate what's called nose to tail, meaning they used the whole animal, including the collagen-rich parts, bone broth, slow-cooked cartilage, skin on cuts of meat. Today, most of us eat the lean muscle cuts, chicken breast, protein powder, trimmed steak, which contain almost no collagen at all, maybe 1% to 3%. We've quietly created a widespread nutritional gap that most people don't even know exists. 1/3 of collagen is made up of an amino acid called glycine. Think of glycine as a quiet workhorse in your body. It contributes to deep, restorative sleep. It supports your gut lining. Your liver needs it for detoxification, and your body simply cannot make enough of it on its own. Building on that, Dr. Berg notes something fascinating. Collagen peptides don't just fill in the blank structurally. They actually act like little instruction messages telling your body's repair cells to get to work. Collagen isn't just a building material, it's a signal. The simplest way to start addressing this? A scoop of collagen powder dissolved in your morning coffee. It has no taste, it mixes easily, and delivers a meaningful dose of glycine. Or try incorporating bone broth or a slow-cooked whole chicken into your week. If you go the supplement route, look for one that includes vitamin C, because your body needs vitamin C to actually use the collagen you're giving it.
Dr. Strodman shared one finding that I found genuinely remarkable. In a study, participants did just 30 resisted breaths per day, simply breathing in against mild resistance, like you're breathing through a slightly narrowed straw. That's it. The result was a 9-point reduction in systolic blood pressure, and the benefits lasted for 6 weeks after participants stopped the practice entirely, 9 points from 30 mindful breaths a day. Here's a version you can try tonight. Breathe in for 4 counts, then breathe out for 6 to 8 counts. Repeat this gently for 5 minutes before bed. That extended exhale naturally shifts your nervous system toward calm and rest. No equipment needed, no cost, just your breath. Body, segment 5. You are part of your own care team. I want to close this section with something that I think is deeply undervalued in conversations about wellness. Being an informed, prepared participant in your own healthcare is not a luxury. It is part of the care itself. A physician speaking on patient advocacy made a point that I want you to really sit with. Communication, the quality of how you and your care team talk to each other, represents more than 50%, and possibly as much as 70%, of what good medicine actually looks like. Not the tests, not the prescriptions, the conversation. When you arrive at an appointment with written questions, with a clear sense of what you need to understand, with a family member or spokesperson if the situation is serious, you are not being difficult. You are participating in your care exactly the way good medicine is designed to support. One focused question, something like, "What should I be watching for over the next month?" can open a conversation that changes your trajectory. Keep a running note on your phone. Add to it whenever something comes up. Arrive prepared, not overwhelmed. Before I let you go, here is your one simple, cost-free wellness step for today. Step outside within the next hour or two, or first thing tomorrow morning. Stand in natural light for 5 minutes. No sunglasses, no phone, just you and the morning sky. That one act begins to set your internal clock, support your sleep tonight, and signal to every system in your body that a new day has begun. It costs nothing, it takes 5 minutes, and it is genuinely, scientifically meaningful. As always, please remember that everything shared in this episode is for educational purposes and is not a substitute for personalized medical advice. Your health history and circumstances are unique to you, and your healthcare provider is your partner in navigating any specific changes. If you are pregnant, managing a chronic condition, or experiencing new or worsening symptoms, please reach out to your provider before making significant shifts. Your questions and observations are always worth voicing. You've got this. Take care of yourself.